Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on washing before bread. So we described at the end of last segment the idea of washing for foods that are wet. I want to just reiterate what we were saying and share some very important qualifications. This is only relevant if the food is still wet. If I wash off my apple and I dry it, there's no reason in the world I should have to wash my hands ritually before eating that apple. If, on the other hand, I washed off the apple and didn't dry it, that's when the discussion that we had yesterday begins. Okay, two major qualifications. This whole idea, even if you hold it's a requirement, which is we normally do participate in that washing, it's a rabbinic decree out of concern for a situation, which means that the rabbis didn't say across the board, anytime there's food that's wet with water, you have to wash your hands before eating it. They only decreed it on food that's normal to get wet. In other words, if it was a strange thing that it's not normal to get it wet in the first place, the rabbis wouldn't decree it. And also interestingly, they only decreed it on foods that are normal to eat with your hands. In other words, if it's a food that you would frequently eat with a fork and knife, so it doesn't make so much sense for the rabbis to say I have to wash my hands because I'm eating it with a fork and knife. So if I'm eating it with my hands and it's something that's common to get wet with one of these seven liquids, including water, and it's something that is wet and common to get wet and common to eat with my hands and not with some utensil, that's when there's this discussion in halacha about washing first. So that drastically narrows the scope of what we're talking about. The example of the apple that's washed and not dried is a very, probably one of the more common examples. But anything that you would, let's say, normally eat with a fork and knife, there are many dishes that we'll eat that are wet when we eat them. That's not an issue. So if you have pasta, you know, with your fork, and even if you're having pasta by hand, even if the pasta is still a little bit wet from the cooking process, you wouldn't have to wash your hands because pasta is normally eaten by fork. Okay, so that's that discussion. A new topic. You might see sometimes when people wash their hands, people do an interesting thing of raising their hands. Some people raise their hands while they're washing their hands. I just want to try to describe what I'm talking about. This is the greatest argument yet for making this a video and not audio series. If you imagine sticking your hands out directly in front of you and then raising them so that your fingers are pointing up towards your head, you'll see sometimes people hold their hands like that as they're washing it. Some people, what's much more common is after people have poured the water on their hands, maybe before they dry their hands to make the bracha, they raise their hands like that. What's that all about? So there's a basic concept in halacha. Standard practice is to wash the hands twice, wash each hand twice. Why do we wash each hand twice? The first pouring of water on each hand, we assume that the hand is ritually impure. That's the whole reason we're washing in the first place. And pouring that water on the hand renders the water ritually impure. So it helped your hand, but the water is in a bad place now. So the whole concept of pouring the second round on each hand is to wash away the ritually impure water. Now, if you imagine if a person holds their hands downward, there's a certain concern that maybe there was some water that, let's say, was near the wrist, and then they hold their hand downward, and it has a way, maybe this was water from the first washing that wasn't washed away by the second washing, and it kind of is creeping its way down on my hand again. Maybe it's just made my hand impure again. So I had an impure hand, and I poured water on it, and I rendered my hand pure. And then I poured a second round, but then after I poured the second round, there was a drop from the first round that dripped its way back down the palm of my hand, rendering my hand impure again. So this is kind of back and forth, I'm sure you can imagine. So therefore, the idea is we raise our hands immediately after having washed them, thus as an added level layer of protection, it ensures that the impure water is not dripping back onto my hand. That is the concept of raising the hands immediately after washing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.